Fresh time. Ooh, you like that? That was like kind of like the movies. Oh, geez, this church.
Please tell me you're recording this right now.
I am recording.
Fresh time. Oh, geez. Oh, woo. Ah.
I was trying to adjust my chair and it just shot all the way down. So I'm talking, we're talking today about a very special thing happening all around the nation.
Okay.
Donut day.
Oh, yeah. Donut day.
Heck yeah. I figure this is perfect for brunch time because, you know, food. And also, we're going to be getting some donuts today.
We're supposed to be getting a donut delivery. So if I hear that there are donuts, so please watch the phone.
And I'm watching.
Just to make sure the announcement is made. We may pause.
Or just there might just be silence.
Yeah,
and
there may just be a long bit of silence for the brunch time podcast. Because it is National Donut Day, and the folks from Cornerstone Alliance, who do a lot of great work in our community, and we chat with them every Monday on the show, they are supposed to be bringing us donuts.
I'm so excited. Do you know where they're going to be from?
I have no idea where they're from, and I don't care, because a donut is a donut, and I love them all.
A donut is a donut is a donut.
Much
is
like
a donut.
What your parents lie to you and say, I love you all equally. But I'm telling the truth. I love all donuts equally.
Are you sure? Because there's some, I feel like there's a few weird ones out there that you're like, eh.
Children or donuts?
Donuts.
Okay. You know, most of the time, if I had to choose, like a Long John, for instance, usually don't like the custard.
Okay. Is that like the Boston cream?
Donuts are here.
You hear it?
We have to pause. I just heard
You just
word.
Heard the door, like the car door open or something?
I just heard it. Yes, I heard a door close and I could smell the donuts. So can we hit pause here for a minute and then come back?
All right, guys, we'll be back in just a moment, but
just
we won't make
for
you
a
actually
second.
Sit through silence.
We won't do that.
Beep. And we're back.
And we're back!
Can you smell the donuts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good.
So I think these are from Martin's.
Mm-hmm. Martin's Supermarkets, great donuts. You know, there's a lot of great places to get donuts, especially here in Southwest Michigan. You know, whether you go with a national chain or a local grocery store like Martin's.
Martin's is great with their bakery, by the way.
Red Coach, another good one. Shout out to them over in Stevensville. They have a solid group of donuts. Sweetwater up in Kalamazoo.
Dang, you know
that's
all
a good one.
You know all the shops.
That's a good one. They would love to have Sweetwater Donuts come here and advertise with us. Maybe.
Nice plug.
Or just bring
plug,
us
plug,
donuts.
Plug. So it's pretty cool since it is National Donut Day. You should definitely check out some of the donut shops locally for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there a lot of places are going to be doing free donuts or some kind of special. But pretty much like all around the nation. There's free donuts. Like, I know Dunkin' Donuts is like you buy a drink, you get a free donut. Walmart is even doing something where you can pick up like a free glazed donuts with some of your purchases.
Really?
Maybe I'll just post this list online for you.
Are they just going to have a donut guy like they have the greeters?
Donuts. Donut
they're like,
for
hey,
you.
Thanks for coming in. Here's a donut.
Yeah, I mean, they should at that point because why not?
I will say they're. Sorry.
Oh, no. Stop eating the... Whoa, that was a weird laugh I just got.
No. Their glazed donuts are really good.
Glazed donuts are probably one of my favorites. It's so simple, but it's just so delicious, too.
Oh, the Krispy Kreme glaze.
The best.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Every time I go to a Krispy Kreme... Because not a lot of places will let you see the donut production line.
Yeah.
I have just thought, oh, God, I want to just get underneath there and just... Just bathe me in the glaze.
You'll be sticky, though.
That's totally okay. I'll just take a bath, and then I'll take a shower afterwards.
Okay. It kind of seems like it defeats the whole purpose of being bathed in the glaze.
It does. I mean, I could just wait until it hardens a little bit, and then I just kind of...
Peel
just,
up. It's so
just
gross.
Put me in the in the case by a dozen.
It's a Johnny.
Yeah.
This is it's a big donut.
Yeah.
So how much do you think you'd be sold for?
I mean, probably a dollar.
That's it?
Yeah.
No. Maybe is that how much Krispy Kreme donuts?
Is this a question? If you were a donut, how much would your donut cost? And what kind of donut would you be? This is like Will Ferrell, Harry Carey. If you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
I was going to say, you had a nice Harry Carey impression there.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Give me your best one.
I don't really have one. I'd really just do the hey, the Will Ferrell one.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. but other things, what is your favorite like go-to donut? Like I know donuts used to be like 30 cents.
Oh,
now
yeah,
they're
for
way
sure.
expensive. But if you had one choice, one donut.
Okay, I can think of one in particular.
Okay.
Can I name the place?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think they have them around here, or maybe they do somewhere nearby, but in Chicago, Stan's Donuts. Have you ever been there?
I've heard of the Stan's Donuts.
You should check it out. The reason I also like it is because they offer vegan and gluten-free options.
Ooh.
And I don't know how they do it, but they make it taste like just a regular donut. It is so good. And one of my favorite ones from there is this blueberry cake donut that they do.
Ooh, nice.
It is so good.
That is an underrated one, a blueberry glazed donut.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it is, but it's phenomenal. And they also have a really good pistachio one. But I think blueberry is probably right at the top of my list. If I'm going to go for just a regular donut, any other shop, I still have to check out some of these other donut shops around here.
Yeah.
But glazed is probably one of my top ones. Mm-hmm. Just I like the basic, or even like a basic powdered sugar one.
Because
I love the cold feeling of the powdered sugar as you eat it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I enjoy the cake donut. The yeast donuts are really good, too. The classic glaze.
Mm-hmm. Some of the simple ones are so great, you know.
Like the one I'm eating right now.
What is that one?
Like the cinnamon roll with, I believe it's a caramel topping.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
Delightful.
So good.
Pretty much just all of the donuts.
I ate the whole thing.
You did. I don't know how you're doing that because anytime I try to take a bite of this, my mouth just starts watering because it's so tasty. And I'm like, I can't talk anymore.
No. I have been eating donuts for a long time.
I'm a veteran.
A lot of donuts.
Donut eater. So go get a donut today. It's free donut day, so I'm sure you'll find not free. It's National Donut Day. Again, don't quote me on the free donuts because I don't know where you're going to go. And then you're going to be like, where's my free donut?
No, here's what you need to do. You need to go into any donut shop wherever you are, and whether it's a local one or a national one, and say, yeah, I'm here for the free donut.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't give you a free donut, then
you
just
walk right
you
out.
You run out. With the donut.
And go across the street to the next donut shop.
Yeah, and don't pull an Ariana Grande.
You don't lick the donuts.
And lick the donut. Don't do that unless the purchase has been made. Then you can go right ahead and do whatever you want with your donut. I'm going to go get some more donuts.
Oh, yeah, there's still more out there.
I'm sure they're gone by now. But I think I'm going to go buy some donuts.
You might as well, because you could probably get maybe a free few if you buy like a certain amount or something.
That'd be
that.
Nice. Like get a baker's dozen, you get that 13th one free.
That's right.
Delicious.
So go get your donuts today, and thanks for listening to the Brunch Time Podcast.
Absolutely. And we'll be back on Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Unless we go through get put into a donut coma.
Which that might happen.
Could happen. Sugar high. I don't know. It could happen. But all right, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.